you very much.
Wok.
Gox wok.
Yes.
I know, absolutely. And you're right. A good job it's not Gox frying pan.
Exactly. Or colander.
Just wouldn't work.
Would have been terrible. A spatula.
Sieve.
Would have been dreadful, wouldn't it? Absolutely shocked. Ban Marie wouldn't have rhymed. Would have been a disaster. But luckily, it's a wok.
Yay.
And these are fast, fresh, healthy Asian recipes.
Yes, absolutely.
And these days, the word Asian, in terms of cookery, doesn't frighten anyone. We all know what
no,
that means.
Absolutely.
We're all like, yeah, great.
You kind of think you do. But do you know what? Asian food or Chinese food is the most eaten in this country, yet the least cooked at home.
Is that because lots of people think they just don't dare, or
we're not
as good as our local.
Yeah, exactly. People are afraid. Convenience food, Chinese takeaways, we all know them. We've all got a local one that we go to, a favourite. But, you know, Chinese food is delicious. Mm. It's really rewarding when you cook it at home. And it's actually quite simple. All you've got to do is learn some new principles. Slightly different ingredients, slightly different seasoning.
Be very nice to your grandparents, that's one.
Well, this is with the other one, absolutely.
Yeah.
And once you get the know-how and you've got all those skills, it is so easy, and I promise you the food is delicious. But also, as well, you know, Chinese takeaways and restaurants, they've got a bit of a bad rap of being quite unhealthy and covered in oil and salts and MSGs and stuff. And some of them are, I have to say, but Chinese food naturally isn't like that at all. And this book is all of my favourite recipes from around Asia. So not just Chinese, around Asia. That's, you know, and it's all really healthy and it's, you know, low in salt and loads of really nice dishes and stuff. So yeah, there we go.
So at home, when you were growing up, were they flinging a bit of MSG over stuff?
Yeah, we were brought up on it.
You were brought up on it.
And it was meant
to do what? Give an extra sort of pizzazz to
everything? Well, yeah, it's a chemical that you put into food that kind of boosts the flavour. And it's, you know, completely unnatural. I believe it's completely unnatural.
And does it give you a bit of a...
Yeah, and do you know what? It makes you a bit hyperactive.
Yeah,
it's about that caffeine
in
rush.
In a kind of good way, sort of.
Depends. Don't eat a Chinese takeaway before you go to bed if it's got MSG in, because you'll be awake all night.
So anyone at any point in the Gok Wan household say, actually, let's go easy on this MSG?
No, because it was the 80s. It was the 70s and 80s. And so we kind of didn't have the same kind of information about nutrition then. And we just always had it. And I don't think my parents use it now. But growing up as a child, Mum would always put salt, pepper and a bit of MSG in. Wei Qing, we call it. It's called Wei Qing in Chinese.
Yeah.
Put a bit of Wei Qing in. And so we didn't know anything different. And now you can go to a Chinese takeaway or restaurant and you can request not having MSG in. Some of them don't, but they'll stipulate on their menus, we don't put MSG in.